Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and my bestie, Cindy Ford. Hello, Cindy.
Cindy's in the house.
Yeah. We also have Larry in the house with us tonight. Hey, Larry.
Hello.
Hey, Larry. Yeah, there goes. I love that. I love that nighttime voice.
Wow,
you guys are so excited.
Sounds like stereo going
on. A little bit. Yeah, we're just a little too close.
Yeah,
good
I know.
Good rhyming going on.
And we have, boy, the parking is, you know.
Oh, down the street.
Yeah,
it's a McDonald's
little. We're going to build a parking garage in the lot next door.
Yeah, I know. Can I have part of that? They go up higher, and it's all cash.
We'll give you
it?
A floor. Yeah, we'll give you a floor.
Right?
Yeah,
I know. But what do we have going on here tonight at WATD? There's all kinds of people roaming around, right?
We're celebrating the fact that Talk Real Estate is here on WATD. It's a big party for you.
Well,
thank
you.
It's the 40th anniversary of WATD.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
And is it South Shore Chamber that's
yep,
here?
Yeah, part of that too.
Yeah. So welcome, South Shore Chamber. I'm Sharon McNamara. So if you want to come on by the studio and say hello to us, that would be great. And I do have to give one other person a shout out.
Sherry from Pembroke.
Sherry from Pembroke.
Yes.
My mom, she is a friend of my mom's, and she listens every week to us.
Sherry, we love
you.
Let's
take her out to lunch.
All right,
let's do that. Larry, you want to join us?
Anytime I get a free lunch.
we didn't say free.
Oh, yeah, okay. No.
But we will go to lunch.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'll buy you lunch, Larry.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
You're worth it.
So we'll take Sherry out to lunch one time. So hello, Sherry. I'm so glad that you're listening.
Yes, thank you for listening, Sherry.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we have a guest tonight.
We do.
And I can say anything I want about this guest. He's handsome. He's good looking. I've known him for 25 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's seen me at my best. He's seen me at my worst.
I have.
I know, but we have Daryl Ford here with us tonight, of course. This is Cindy's other half. I cannot say that you are her better half. I'm sorry.
You would be correct in that.
She is your better half, for sure, right? I mean, you're a good half, but like...
If you have to have a half, he's a good half.
Yeah. She's definitely better. But so you are South Shore Gutter Monkeys, and this is a new venture for you guys that you've been out on your own now for about, I don't know, a year, right?
Yeah.
So this is a new venture for you, and we're excited to have you here tonight, Daryl.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I listen to your commercials.
Oh. You do? They're funny.
Yeah, very funny. I know. I don't know who this, I have never met this person before, right? But we have somebody else doing the traffic for us tonight.
George Brown's calling it
today. We have George Brown. I don't know if George is funny or not, but George, how's the traffic looking out there tonight?
Well, the traffic's not funny, I can tell you that, if you're sitting in it, because it is jammed leaving the city. Expressway still crawling from the tunnel most of the way down to the Braintree split. Once you hit the split, it stays heavy down past Union Street on Route 3. Then it starts to break free down along the South Shore. We're not seeing any problems on 3A, just a normal volume there. Route 44 looks good as well. If you're heading down to the Cape, we're not seeing any delays getting over the Bourne or Sagamore bridges. This report brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Drunk driving is 100% preventable 100% of the time. Help create a future of no more victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm George Brown in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at TalkRealEstateRadio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And welcome one more time to the South Shore Chamber, and happy anniversary to WATD. And I'm glad that I am a small part of this little history that they have going on here for the past few years. But Larry, I have a quick question for you, and we will get to you, Daryl, I promise. Do you have any idea when the first transatlantic radio broadcast was? Between Brant Rock Station in Scotland.
In 1906.
It was. How did you know that?
Well, before your show was here and before you were, I think, doing a lot of McNamara on money stuff.
Yeah.
In 2006, the 100th anniversary, we did a big kickoff celebration for that at the kickoff of the first summer of the Daniel Webster Estate being available for parties of rentals. So we had a whole weekend bash and broadcast from there and up at the Brant Rock site. There's a marker for it in Brant Rock.
Yep.
And there's a marker up at the, believe it or not, it's a trailer park.
Yeah.
Up on the ocean.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
The Blackman family.
Yeah, it's a Canadian-born engineer by the name of Reginald Aubrey Fessenden.
Reginald conducted
the first two-way transatlantic radio broadcast in 1906 between his Brant Rock station and Scotland. So, hey, there you go. Later that year on Christmas Eve in the Brant Rock station of Marshfield on property owned by Mrs. Olive Blackman, radio broadcast history was made. I am so impressed by you.
I was just going to say, what impresses me is that was 2006, and he remembered all of that. I wouldn't have remembered any of that other than I remember
literally,
about
like,
it.
I put this in my folder tonight, and I didn't remember. So.
Right? What?
So,
We're impressed.
A 460-foot radio tower.
420 foot.
He had more patents than I think Edison in his lifetime. He made inventions that made his life easier to communicate back and forth. I believe he made some type of a two-way telephone.
Wow.
And he invented the first beepers.
Wow.
So that his wife could get him when he was up on the tower.
Nice. So. Yeah, it was called the Fessenden Tower. Hmm. It was dismantled in 1917.
Yep, and the base of it is still there. It's a gigantic cement thing. And it's there are certain times of the year that you could probably walk up there and see the plaque that's on it. In the summertime, they kind of frown upon because there's been a lot of people staying there.
Oh, yeah.
Descendants of the family.
Wow, that's so interesting.
That continue to camp there.
Well, I'll leave you this. I actually got this. This is Marshfield.
I'll have to get you a T-shirt.
Yeah,
I have
1896.
Some T-shirts from back then.
You do. I'll have one. Yeah. Well, you have T-shirts from 1906?
2000s.
Oh. but it's in book 712 and page 272. And what's really nice about these are the deeds.
It's at the deed, yeah.
Yeah, so the register of deeds.
That would be a very interesting deed to read.
Here, it's all yours, my friend.
That whole place.
Yeah. There you go. It's all yours. I aim to please, my friend, so that's all yours. So, again, we have South Shore Garden Monkeys here with us.
I know.
I'm trying to calm you down, am I?
I'm fine.
I know. Well, you know, whatever. So what do we want to talk about tonight? Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about South Shore Gutter Monkeys, where you're servicing, your whole, you know, what the company does and how you can help some of our listeners out there.
Well, primarily we clean gutters, so you don't have to. primarily the South Shore, but we'll travel. We go to Boston. But from the bridge all the way into Boston right now.
Okay.
Dedham, Westwood.
That's what I was just going to ask. Do you go down 128 as well?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Walpole.
I know you were in Dedham the other day putting on
gutters.
Yeah, because we went to the, what did we do the other day? We went to the Bob Seger concert.
That's right. That sounds like 100 years ago.
I know.
But we did, and we didn't know if he was going to make it because he was doing a big install. But we were going without you. Just that's an FYI.
That's my better half.
That's when I started not feeling good, by the way. I was drinking water. But anyways, water. Oh, I forgot my water.
Oh, well, listen.
No, there we go. You come prepared.
Not open yet. Yeah. Okay. Not even open yet.
So, all right. So why don't you, I know that you have like a 10-point system and everything. So do you, Daryl, want to talk about what you do for clients? I mean, is it, what is it that you're looking for? And I have a couple other questions too. I don't even know if they're on your list, but I do want to talk about some other things like gutter guards and that type of stuff.
Yeah, we, we're trying to get people, educate people to look up. I know for all the years that we've had a house, I never looked up. Until something tragic happened. You have water pouring through your living room or your kitchen, you're like, okay, what's going on?
Yep.
Or you walk out the back door in a rainstorm and you're soaking wet. What's going on up there? We're trying to educate people to look up, clean the gutters. And what we do is a little bit more. We're not just showing up with a bucket, cleaning the gutters and leaving.
Yeah, because I know a lot of times people, I mean, like I know, I mean, no offense to landscapers and things like that. I mean, I would say probably when their season, you know, at the end of, you know, fall, they're raking up leaves and stuff. And they probably say, oh, I could get up there and do that. Right.
And a lot of landscapers do that.
Yeah.
We do a little bit more. We tighten everything down. The winters are brutal on gutters. Mm-hmm. We pull them away from the house. We usually take all the elbows apart. If they're riveted in, we have to take them apart, which is a little time-consuming, and clean all the downspouts, put them back together. We hang them so they're nice and tight. So it's a little bit more. We check out the roof while we're up there, check out the chimneys, all the trim boards, all the flashing, make sure everything's okay. We don't do a lot of that work, but we let the people know what's going on up, you know, on the roof. So if something happens, at least they have a picture and they can take care of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that that's an important part. I mean, so, I mean, one of the things, too, for our listeners, I mean, you probably hear the name of our show is Talk Real Estate. But these are things that come up in real estate all the time. And we always feel like, oh, that would be a great show because it came up in a home inspection. And we have Steve Cook coming up in a couple of weeks as well. And I think that the biggest thing that we always say to our buyer clients in is maintenance, maintenance, maintenance.
Always.
You know, it's just...
And our sellers.
Yeah.
To everyone.
Yeah. People ask, like, what can I do to increase the value of my home? And it's like, from the minute that you own it, record everything that you've done and just continue to maintain. And I would say gutters is probably a very easy thing to forget about because, like you said, no one's looking up, right?
And it's funny, Cindy had a house not too long ago. I think it was in Mansfield, and the roof had a lot of moss, a lot of black mold, which a lot of roofs have.
Mm-hmm.
We do power wash roofs. They come out spectacular.
Mm-hmm. You have to be careful with that, too, though, right? Not to, like, do the shingle.
You really do, depending on the age of the roofing
shingles.
Shingle. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, why wouldn't a realtor, you know, tell their client, get the roof power washed for a few $100, whatever it is, $400, $500. It looks beautiful. And usually, knowing Cindy, it's your usually first $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 give back when you're trying to sell a house because they look at the roof and go, we need to replace the roof.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You power wash it, they look up, looks clean, looks nice. You walk on.
Yeah.
You're saving yourself some money for a little bit of money up front.
Yeah,
because sometimes a 10-year-old roof can look like it's a 30-year-old roof, and it's on its last leg just because of the trees and the, as I've learned, the lichen that grows on there gets, you know, it makes it look old and awful and looks like it needs to be replaced. And sometimes they do need to be, don't get me wrong, and sometimes you don't even want to go there. But in a lot of instances, it's either a mold or a lichen or something that needs to be power washed.
Yeah. I know that we had some of that because there's a lot of pine trees near our house. And we had some of that at one point. I mean, this is before that, you know, before you opened your office, your company. But a few years ago, I had called a company to come out and they like actually sprayed something on it and it actually like flaked off and stuff. And it was, you know, it worked pretty well. But obviously, I would call you guys, you know, to do that. But it made such a difference. And our roof was probably only 10 years old because when we did the addition on the house is when we did all of that.
Exactly.
Right. So,
correct.
But I do think that, you know, you don't know if you're not up there. And two, I don't think it's very, I would never give anybody the advice of going up on a ladder themselves and trying to get those things out because you always hear of accidents of people trying to, you know, cut down some tree limbs and things like that. Like it's dangerous to get up there and to try to maneuver around on that. I mean, you have all the right equipment to do all that.
And most people don't have it. I mean, if you look in a neighborhood, there may be three or four people in the neighborhood that have a ladder.
Yeah.
Most people don't have a ladder to get up there.
Or a 40-foot ladder.
Exactly.
Which
depending
is
on the height of the house.
The biggest one for some of the colonials and things like that that you need, right?
Exactly.
Do you want to kick them underneath there?
I can't. There's a box, and I might hurt my toe. You know, that's what would happen to me.
So when you're up there, what do you just take basic notes or whatever? Like, hey, while I was up there, I noticed that some of your fascia board is starting to rot. That's something that you should be considering.
We do. We write that down. If it needs painting, we do some of that. You know, seasonal work. We'll paint. We'll replace, you know, some of the boards. Fascia boards, if we're doing an install, we won't do an install if the fascia boards are rotted.
Oh, yeah.
Either we have to replace it. If they don't want it replaced, then we won't do the job because we're not hanging a product on board that's not good. So.
Sort of hiding things behind it.
Yeah, and it just doesn't save anybody any time.
No.
And it's our name that we're putting on the gutter, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because if the wood is already rotted underneath it, I mean, the water could get behind the gutters or something. I mean, water finds a way to seep into, you know, something that's already rotted, right?
Exactly.
I would guess.
And we did, the house we did in Dedham last week had a lot of wood that we had to replace.
Oh.
And we're using the composite plastic.
Yep.
So it stays forever.
Yep. So. We just did our whole house in that, a couple of years ago. I mean, it was expensive, but it was definitely
worth it.
As we're getting older, you guys, you know what I mean? Seriously?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we just want to make things easier. So I know, Sin, you've talked about, I know that you answer all the phone calls, and I love your commercial because it's like, you know, we'll call you back on the same day.
And we do.
And you do? Yeah. I mean, I know I've been on the phone with you, and I've heard, you know, the other phone ringing, and you always take that call over me, but whatever.
I know. No. Details.
No, it's important. but I've heard you in the past talk about this 10-point system or something.
The 10-point topside inspection. I ask everyone, you know, where they heard about us, and that I want them to know that we don't just get up there and clean out the gutters, and they don't make a mess. Like a lot of people will say, well, the last person that did it, there were, you know, all the debris was in my flower beds, and it's spring, and I just did my flower beds. And I say, nope, we take buckets up there. Everything's done by hand. There is a difference between cleaning the inside and the outside of the gutters, and the outside of the gutters can be cleaned, but that's, again, all by hand, and that's separate.
Okay.
That's a separate price. But a lot of people get that mold on the outside, and you clean though; they clean up beautifully.
Beautiful.
They absolutely
they look
do.
Brand new.
But that's a separate thing. So we're cleaning the inside of your gutters, flushing your downspouts. You know, if there's elbows that need to be replaced, it's all part of the 10-point topside inspection. You're not paying additional.
Talking about elbows.
I know. We replace, and if you have new strapping that needs to be done, or maybe your gutters were installed with nails and those came out, we're going to use galvanized screws and put those in. And the reason I'm saying all this, honey, is because I'm the one that answers the phone and talks to everyone about this. And then I pull their property up on Google Earth and I measure. Mm-hmm. There's a little ruler that measures feet. And he says I'm pretty spot on with my measurements. Right?
That's why I hired her. She was very good.
Yeah.
I want a raise.
And I love how professional they are. Huh, honey?
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling you, honey.
Right?
You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. And we are here tonight with Daryl Ford. Again, very good friends, neighbors. We've known each other for 25 years. And we always say, Daryl, and I know you listen to the show, the people who sit across from us at this radio show, they're, in our opinion, the best of the best and come with very high regard, because if I wasn't going to put you on my own house, I wouldn't recommend you to our WATD listeners. So that's why we do that. And again, the relationship with real estate is we're trying to help our buyer clients and our seller clients make your house look the best it can and to keep it in that good condition once you do buy it. So if you have any questions about your gutters or any of the processes or systems that South Shore Gutter Monkeys uses, we have Daryl and Cindy Ford here with us tonight, 781-837-4900. And we have Larry manning the phones, and we'd love to hear from you. So, all right, you guys, what are some of the other things we want to talk about here? The screws. Can we talk about that? Why? What's the difference between the screws and the nails? Because
nails loosen up after a while, especially in the gutters where the ice builds up, water, snow coming off the roof.
Yep.
Over a period of time, the gutter starts literally pulling away from the fascia board.
Yep.
So when we go up there, we'll hammer the nails back in.
Yep.
But we're also using screws right next to it, and we'll screw the whole thing down.
Okay.
So we know it's going to stay tight.
So are you doing, and again, I don't, what material I know that you can put up new gutters too, mm-hmm. so we will get to that you do new installations as well. But are there only certain types of gutters that you work on? Because I've worked on antiques before that have had copper. I've worked on antiques that have wood.
Yeah, we're doing we're doing one this,
all the
this
above,
week.
Yeah.
You are?
Yep, cleaning and I think she wants adhesive. They pulled away. It's an antique house in Scituate, and so they're doing that this week. And also, you know, sometimes they have problems with the corner miters or things where the water seeps through and drips down. Yep. So they'll put an adhesive in there and take care of putting an adhesive all along the gutters.
So are they wood ones or are they
copper?
Yeah,
these are wooden.
Those are wood.
So
what do you have to do to clean those up? Do you have to scrape and paint them, or like if they wanted
we'll
the outside done?
We'll by hand. Usually, if they want them oiled, we'll use a wire brush.
Okay.
And then brush them out, away from the dry. Hopefully, we get 2 or 3 days that they dry out, and then we'll use a tongue oil.
Well, I don't think it's any day soon, right?
No, that's not today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, in Scituate, too, I can imagine with the weather that they have down there, too, with the salt and all that, you know, I mean, it sort of makes things different anyways, right? So, I mean, if it's just beaten up against the wood and everything, right? If they're wood gutters. I really have no idea.
Believe it or not, the wood gutters last a long time.
Yeah, well, it's an antique.
It's amazing how they, you know, I mean, everything else is kind of rotten out around them.
Yeah.
And the gutters are in fine shape. Mm-hmm. Same with the copper. We did a copper in Milton not too long ago.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. Yeah. These things were 100 years old.
Yeah.
And they were in beautiful shape.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, and that's, you know, they don't make it like they used to, right?
No, correct.
It sounds a little old when we talk about that stuff, but I've been to some of the houses, though, with the wood ones where they're sort of hanging and look all gross, but, I mean, is that something that you could repair them? I mean, do you do repairs, or is it mostly
usually when the wood goes, it's gone.
Yeah.
Then we're replacing.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
You obviously can't replace with wood.
We will.
Oh, really?
We'll put wooden gutters up.
Oh, okay.
It's not practical.
Yeah.
Depending on the age of the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want that antique look and it's an antique house, okay. Well, you know, I get that. They're not practical. They don't hold a lot of water.
Yeah.
They clog all the time because the holes are so small in them. The pipes are small.
Yeah.
You know, so just for the reason that if it's an antique, okay. But usually the aluminum is the way to go.
So when you're doing the clean out and you go up there, and Sin, I hope you don't mind, I'm basically interviewing the two of you that I'm sort of taking over here, but when you go up there and you're by hand taking out, let's say, pine needles and all the different types of leaves and gook and all that other stuff, so you're cleaning it out all by hand, what are you doing to clean in there anyways? There must be slime and stuff. Are you, like, power washing in there afterwards? Like, how are you getting all the gunk out of there?
No, after we clean them up by hand into buckets and then into bigger buckets, we'll take 5-gallon buckets up, 2 or 3 per gutter run.
Yeah.
And then just pour, you know, 5-10 gallons in and flush it completely out so we know the water's running exactly where it's supposed to go.
Oh.
And then we should tell the customer afterwards in a rainstorm like the one we've had over the last couple of days, go outside, look up.
Yeah.
If you see something that's out of the ordinary, something that's leaking or dripping where it shouldn't be, give us a call. We'll come back and take care of it. That's all part of the original cleaning, too.
Yeah. Wow. Well, your quads must be doing amazing at this point, right?
Yes.
Carrying those buckets up there, up and down those ladders.
Cramping up last night, actually.
Oh, yes. He was.
How are your calves doing? But the other thing, too, is, like, I know I'm only saying this because I'm thinking about Mark. Sort of, hi, Rye. Hey, Rye's here. He's visiting.
Hi,
not that we... No, that's okay. I'm happy that you visited. We miss him. I mean, we love you, Larry. I mean, seriously, if we could have the two of you, it would be, like, honestly...
It'd be fabulous.
Yeah, it's like peanut butter and, like, chocolate. Then we would have a Reese's peanut butter cup. And that's what's better than that.
I have to ask a question about the gutters, though.
Yeah, please.
Get back on track here.
Okay, yes.
You can love whoever you want. It's okay.
I love you both.
I had... I've replaced gutters and I've had other things done because of ice dams and the ice that just builds up. But I had them put screens over them. Do leaves and debris, does it still get... I haven't gone up on there because I have a 12-pitch roof and that's very scary.
Mm-hmm.
But do you still get debris in there? I know that sometimes you can see that the parts of the shingles, like the material,
grit.
The grit from the... And I'm sure that might get into the screen material.
And all the dirt falls into the gutter and literally piles up over, you know, a few years.
Just tell them the truth.
We're taking...
Cindy already told us.
We're taking probably 2 to 3 houses a week of different gutter guards. There's, mm-hmm. there's probably like...
I know you're looking at Larry, but you got to still use this.
There's probably 20 different makes. We're taking them all down.
Oh, wow.
And people are just telling us to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to have you guys just come and take a look at them. Because one of the problems that we do have is the main door that we use into the house. I had them change the way that it drained, because we were winding up with ice all over the stairs in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do, even though I've had the gutters repitched, moved, everything. Mm-hmm. And it just seems that, I mean, if you were there, you could probably tell me why, and I may even know why. I have an overhang, which is not, you know, it's outside the house, basically. And the snow and the ice, it all builds up. And mm-hmm. then it just drips down onto the steps,
melting.
The stairs, and the sidewalk. The mm-hmm. door that you go to the car every morning to, if you don't put ice melt down, mm-hmm. you're going down.
And that's caused by the downspout?
There's no downspout there. It's just a gutter over there, and it just seems to drip. And if you were to see the some of the situation that's there, it's a 1930s house, so the end of the gutters is actually roof. So the gutter is in between roof. You know, there's like one little piece of a shingle. It's probably about, I don't know, 2.5 inches that comes down one side of the gutter. So because that doesn't go into anything. And then there's a gutter, and then it goes down the other end, and there's a roof that goes down. I think you call it the ridge? You know,
the ridge vent.
You know, not it's open ridge. Underneath.
Yeah.
So I've had somebody tell me that's why it ices up, because it's not doesn't have the house underneath. It's not insulated underneath that piece of that part of the roof.
Well, primarily ice dams are caused by heat escaping from the house into the attic.
Yeah.
That's the main cause of ice dams.
See, I haven't figured out why these ones freeze up, because the house, it's exposed. It's outside. So I have an overhang of a roof, probably about a foot.
I'll have to take a look at it.
Is it an A-frame? An A-frame that goes over that little area?
It's like a 12-pitch roof, the main part of the house.
I'm talking about over that door section, though. Is that?
That door section has multiple roofs on it. Really,
do you have a picture?
Going around it.
You must have a picture.
I may have a picture of it.
Go on to Google Earth. Yeah. I have my computer.
What town is it?
Plymouth, yeah.
We're in Plymouth all the time. I can swing by and take a look.
All right, I'll give you my information after the show.
Great. Yeah. And I love that you stayed in your nighttime voice through that whole thing.
It was great.
Dear gutters freeze up in the winter.
I asked Cindy that too about like those gutter guards and things like that. And you know, we hear that people think that it's a good idea, but I am hearing that it's more causing more problems because that dirt and soot and everything else is still getting in there. You're not seeing it anymore, but it's probably getting heavier and filling than with the snow and the rain and the ice and everything else. It just sort of builds up on top of it, right?
Correct.
I mean, I would think if a gutter is working properly, you would have it open and it would just flow, right?
Right.
Believe it or not, it's made to flow.
Yeah.
Usually leaves, debris, pine needles, over a period of time break down.
Mm-hmm.
A heavy rain will come along, a downpour. Literally that stuff flushes through. The holes are big enough, the gutters are big enough, the downspouts are big enough to carry most of that stuff down and through the system.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is a lot of the dirt, rock, small stuff is getting in, mm-hmm. staying in, never dries out, and it just builds up until you see something growing out of it.
Growing out of it.
Yeah,
I see that all the time. People see trees and stuff coming out. I've seen that before. And mold and everything else, right?
Because it never has the opportunity to dry out. And then there's the ones that have the helmets, right?
Yeah,
those.
That's one piece.
Mm-hmm. We were looking at.
Some of them are not cheap. I mean, there's metal ones,
and those are difficult to clean because it's one piece. It's part of the gutter, so you can't get in there, and it just builds up, and the mold and the and that's not good.
Well, to me, I think that leaves and debris are something. It's maintenance. I mean, give me an idea for a small cape like my house. Like, how much would it cost to do something to clean out the gutters? Just a rough idea. I mean, I'm not going to hold you to it.
Your house probably $160, right around there.
All right, let's talk about that. $160 versus. You know, I've heard some of these gutter guards could be like $3,000-$4,000, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those were the metal ones that I've heard. But if you're not seeing what's in there, I mean, maintenance, that's $160. Even if it was $500 a year for maintenance of your house, I mean, it just makes sense to me. Make sure it's cleaned out every single year.
Exactly.
Yep. There are people in certain areas that want us twice a year. And so spring and fall, we put them right in the calendar.
When you change with the clocks, right? We tell people to change the batteries and their things.
Right.
And
they
just
want their gutters cleaned. And others, it's just once a year.
Yeah.
You know, that they want to be on a schedule of once a year. And it's such a small amount of money, honestly. I had someone Linda D that went to the concert with us, she said she was talking about Gutter Monkeys over the weekend because now it's a topic. And she said, you know, I have a friend that lives in Scituate, you know, can you do her house cheap, blah, blah, blah. Can you give me a price? Are you guys cheap? So I measured. I did exactly what I normally do, and I gave her a price. It was $165, a big house. It went on and on and on. She said, no, what would it be if, like, I wasn't your friend? And I go, no, it's $165, even though you're my friend.
They will be no discount.
There's no discount. It's $100. And she goes, that's it? He booked us for Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's literally amazing. Because,
and it's a big, high house. And, you know, we said, one gentleman this week said, you might need to bring your chainsaw. There are literally oak trees growing out of my gutters. And he was a bit right. I mean, you don't want to wait that long because then you look at the money that it costs.
More damage.
If you damage the inside of your property.
Well, and that's what I was saying is, even with these gutter guards, I mean, if you start to get the ice dams, the thing with ice dams is you're getting the problem inside. Right.
Yeah.
So when I also what I was starting to say, too, is if you get mold and everything else because you can't see in there anymore, that's going to be like more of a health risk because mold and mildew and all that, it can wreak havoc on people on their health. And I'm thinking $165, I'm going to say $250. I mean, even that, it would be great. Well, you guys, I'm really into this suddenly, but you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We have Larry Hare manning the phones. We're talking to South Shore Gutter Monkeys with Daryl and Cindy Ford, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for us, we would love to take those questions for you. If you're thinking about buying or selling a house, I can answer those questions as well as Cindy. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate here on the South Shore. Cindy is a full-time realtor and an associate broker over at Boston Connect Real Estate. We have to take our commercials and we will be right back.
When the line between the South Shore and Mother Nature's wrath becomes blurred and life seems anything but fair, one thing is for certain.
The leaves are plugging up my downspouts.
My gutters are overflowing.
What the heck's going on up there?
It's not in theaters, it's live and coming to your neighborhood, The Fall.
Call 911.
No, call 1111 781 421 1111. We need the South Shore Gutter Monkeys.
Zach and Mike turned in a gritty performance.
Look, on the roof, it's a bird, it's a plane.
No, it's a South Shore Gutter Monkey.
Who will survive the fall? Visit SouthShoreGutterMonkeys.com.
Look, I'm a husband and a father, but I'm not going up there.
We're the South Shore Gutter Monkeys. We clean gutters and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Who will save us from the fall?
South Shore Gutter Monkeys, may I help you?
No monkeys were harmed in the making of this commercial.
Sullivan, Garrity, and Donnelly Insurance is a full-service insurance agency offering a wide range of financial and insurance services. At SG&D, we have access to the strongest and most respected insurance and financial markets available to meet our personal and commercial insurance needs. Since 1922, we take pride in our commitment to providing unparalleled service at competitive prices. With more than 8 decades of experience and our ability to meet the complex insurance needs of today, we create the best solutions for our customers personally and professionally. We have convenient offices throughout Massachusetts, including Cohasset, Chatham, and Worcester. Please visit our website at sgdins.com or call 1-800-287-8501. Sullivan, Garrity, and Donnelly Insurance is a proud member of the Assure Alliance Group.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Welcome to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara with Cindy Ford, and you're listening to Talk Real Estate. Again, 781-837-4900. We are live here tonight with Larry. We also have Daryl Ford here from South Shore Gutter Monkeys, and he and Cindy are the owners of this company. And actually, South Shore Chamber, they're still, I think, roaming around up here, and I thought that Rob was going to come and say hello to me, but apparently he stood me up. But I won't, you know, I won't feel bad about
that. Forgive
him. I know. That's all right. But yeah, so welcome to everybody. There's no parking out there, but it's exciting to see everybody around here. And happy anniversary to WETD. And I've been doing, I guess I was started on Michael's show, McNamara on Money, probably over 10 years ago, I guess. Yeah,
I would say
I was
so.
A baby. I was really a baby. Yeah. So
I remember going to one of your open houses.
Yeah, you've been. Well, do you remember when we did? Yeah, we had a live show at the office one time. Right?
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah, we did.
But I remember way back. I think when you started, you said I'm going to have an open house. It was in Pembroke somewhere, and went over there to see. It was back when I was looking for a house.
Yeah.
And went over in the Pembroke area and looked around.
There he was. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, good times. 40 years. Congratulations on that.
I know.
The other thing, too, is I just want to mention next week we're going to have Sean Cunning on with us from Sullivan Garrity Donnelly Insurance. And he's been on before. He's been on with Michael McNamara, actually. I introduced them. And I have to say, when it comes to insurance, he does a great job, and especially when it comes to waterfront properties. And I was talking to him today about the insurance for Casey's car and getting a sticker. Not that you guys care about that, but anyways, that's what we were talking about. And I said, hey, how are all these storms down south affecting up here in the Northeast? Is there any, you know, is there going to be any repercussions for us? And he's like, actually, yes. So I said, please, can you come on the show next week? We did some juggling because I want it to be timely with all these other storms coming up. So there are some changes that are going to be happening with insurance, especially if you're on a waterfront property.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's great timing.
Yeah, we'll have Sean Cunning on next week again from Sullivan Garrity Donnelly, and we will be live here next week with him. So please tune in. Again, another shout out to Sherry. So hello, hope you're still listening.
Yes.
And Daryl, we were just talking about, you know, gutter monkeys, South Shore gutter monkeys. And we're just talking about the, you know, the 10 point inspection Cindy talked about, all the things you do. So you do the cleaning out, you can hand wash the outside by hand, that you're cleaning the outside of the gutters. And I just think anything clean looks better.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
It looks newer. And it does a lot of things that just need cleaning look like they're past their prime and they're done and you need new ones, and you don't necessarily, they just need to be cleaned.
Even sometimes we go into older homes, right? And I just think whatever, you know, that green color, right? Avocado green or whatever. And I know a lot of people say, oh, but you know, I know the bathrooms need to be updated. I would rather clean green avocado, which I call sage.
Right
now it's sage. Right now it's okay.
Right, I'm with you.
Then dirty white, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, and why fix something if it isn't broken? You know what I mean? But just keeping things clean. And us, curb appeal, right? Love at first sight.
Yeah.
And what are people looking at? The first thing people are going to look at, by the way, when they're looking at a house, is the first thing they're probably going to do, Daryl, is look up.
Right.
Yeah. Right? You never do it again once you move into the house.
Right.
While you're out there looking.
Yeah. And it sticks out.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's a very good point I just made. If you want to make a commercial out of that, just tell Bob Parkus, and I'm sure he'll work on that.
And it's funny. I mean, I tell people all the time, they'll look up and they'll say, oh, it's time to replace the gutters. And we'll go up and clean them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come down and go, no, they're in fine shape.
Yeah.
If you want to clean the outsides, you know, here's a price, and they'll look as good as new.
Yeah.
And when I do it, people are just amazed.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they'll go up and do a little section in the back just to show them, and, you know, just because they're not sure.
Yeah.
It is an additional cost. Again, not expensive at all, but they go, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, do that, please.
Absolutely. It just spruces everything up. I mean, we had a nice day last weekend, one day, I think it was, and I was out there, like, doing just around my like on my deck, my door that goes into the back porch. But I noticed, like, some little mildew, like, on that.
Yep.
And it's all white around it, you know.
Right.
But, like, just cleaning that one door, you would have thought I replaced the whole door.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Know?
It makes a huge difference.
So, yeah.
It makes a huge difference. And we did, you know, Jim Sweeney, one of our favorite attorneys.
Yeah.
We did his gutters. Then he wanted the outside done. Then he wanted the back of the house power washed. And that came out so good, he wanted the front of the house power washed. Then he wanted the roof power washed. Then he wanted the pool deck power washed. I think they were there for like a week.
And it
just kept going and going.
Does he want to sell it? Because I know a good real estate agent.
Right?
Jim, call me, okay?
Jim, I knew you first.
Yeah, Jim Sweeney is a wonderful real estate attorney. So, and we should also mention, too, and I forgot to mention that you probably listened to the commercial, Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage. Yes. They are the primary sponsors of our show. So thank you to Dan Mann and Fairway Mortgage. We really appreciate your confidence in us and for being partners with us on this radio show. And he's switching out a day so we can have Sean here next week.
Yes,
so.
Which is nice.
Yeah, which is nice. I mean, he sees the importance of what our topic was, and I think that that was great. We were talking a little bit, one of the things that I was interested in is just like somebody needs to do all of their gutters over. So what is the process for you to go out there and measure? And are there different sizes? Are there different styles? Are there different approaches to putting gutters on houses?
Yeah, we have two different sizes. We have commercial and residential.
Okay.
A basic 4 or 5 inch residential, and then we have a bigger 6 inch. The profile looks the same. You couldn't tell the difference when it's hanging on your house. So depending on the size of the roof and how much water you have flowing, how much you don't like downspouts in front of your house, we were just talking about that. That's important today. People want to hide downspouts.
Yeah.
They're kind of an eyesore. With the commercial gutter, we can literally span more house and hide a gutter or eliminate a gutter completely. So a lot of people
What do you mean
now,
you can eliminate a gutter? How do you eliminate a gutter? Don't you need them?
No, you don't need them.
You can eliminate a downspout or you can eliminate a gutter?
Well, the commercial gutter holds literally more than twice as much water as a residential.
So there's a certain flow of water that it can handle.
And for the residential, you're probably going to need two downspouts on a normal cape.
Okay.
If you went commercial, you could go one gutter, one downspout on one side and hide it and run it off wherever, you know, in the side yard or down the driveway to the backyard. So that's what we're finding now. We're literally putting more commercial on residential houses than we are residential.
So when we were talking to Larry, and Larry's having that little concern about him, and Larry, I think one of the things you must be concerned about too is you're not the only one who uses that door. I mean, your mom is, probably worried about his mother coming out the door and slipping and falling and hurting herself too. So, you know, but that's the worst place in the world for water to be falling is right on your doorstep. So
even in your driveway too. You know, for a lot of people, even in the driveway.
Hi. See, I knew that I knew Rob would come and say hi to me. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, so he didn't stand me up. See, he heard me. He promised. So, so I think that will be great if you could stop by Larry's at some point and take a peek.
Yeah, it's probably a quick fix. I just did that in Hingham actually last night. A lady's having the same issue.
Yep.
And it's a quick fix.
Yep.
So we'll take care of her. We'll take a look at his house. And again, it's placement of the downspouts, I think, are very important today because you don't want them on your driveway, you don't want them on your walkway, and you want them away from the house, so it's not, you know, affecting your foundation.
Yeah, well, and I think that's the thing is where you put those downspouts, I mean, certainly is going to be where there's water. I mean, Cindy and I did our silly little, you know, YouTube video the other day,
we're
like, you know, you have water just like pouring out onto your driveway. Well, that's
great. It freezes
great.
In the winter.
Then it freezes, and then it's like, whoopsie, you know, so... Did you see our video, Larry? I wonder if Larry saw our video. Did you see our video? He's like...
Which video?
We did a video just
I've seen some live stuff that
Oh, yeah. We were announcing our what our guest was going to be here tonight, so we're starting to get back into that. So you can go to our YouTube channel and find that on Boston Connect.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we're getting down to the end here. So we did hear the doorbell, so that just gives me a quick opportunity to talk a little bit about real estate. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, I was going to say Daryl and Cindy. No, Daryl, you can't help, actually.
Not at all.
Even though you do, you have
He's
you
my
help.
Sign guy.
He's the sign guy, and I have my sign guy out there probably listening right now. So I'll call him Honey too, aka Mark, my plumber. and he's my sign guy, and he helps. He actually showed a house for me the other day because I wasn't feeling good. But if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, and you would like a consultation on that, I mean, these are the things that Cindy and I are looking out for as we're walking around the house too. Is, you know, these are some suggestions that we have before you consider putting your house on the market. I'm not a big fan of anybody spending a ton of money, but if you can get your gutters cleaned out, especially if you're going to wait until spring, which I don't think is a great idea, but that's another show for another day, get those gutters cleaned out now. And that way there, you're not going to get any ice dams this winter. And we talked about the Farmer's Almanac, and it looks like we're going to have a busy winter. You don't want those because then you're going to get damage inside your house, and then right. It's just a snowball. How can everybody get in touch with Gutter Monkeys?
Phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Cindy tested
Cindy.
The answer.
Can we please have the phone
it's
number?
A, it's a tough one, so people get your pencils. Go ahead.
781-421-1111.
All right. Can you say that one more time? I got it memorized already.
781-421-1111.
All right. Perfect. And you can find me at bostonconnect.com, and you can connect with me and Cindy at the office at any time, 781-826-8000. And you can find all of our podcasts on the podcast at either WATD has some of our shows, or you can go to Talk Real Estate Radio, and that's how you will find us, and you can find all of that on Boston Connect. Larry, thank you so much.
Thanks,
it was
Larry.
Great to see you.
Have a good night, everyone.
Yep, have a good week. Sean Cunningham next week.
Bye.